Time now for Ask the Expert. Want to bring in my guest this morning, Connie Gulick with Gulick Capital. Connie, nice to talk with you. Happy New Year. How are you?
Fine. Thank you, Joey. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you so much, Connie. And as we get started, Connie, a common New Year's resolution is to do better financially and begin investing for the future. So, Connie, can you tell us what an investment plan is and how does someone who wants to invest get started?
Well, sure. You know, Joey, it's quite common to just jump in and start choosing a stock or a mutual fund from a list of recent performers, top performers. But that's not the best way. It is the way many investors do start to build portfolios, though. Look at investing like a journey, and you need a GPS, a navigation system, to reach your destination. So an investment plan should be that navigation system. You can find yourself buying and selling at the wrong times based on emotions without a plan. Start by asking yourself the following three questions. First, what is my goal for this money? How much time do I have to get to my goal? And how much risk am I willing to accept on the way? Your goal for the money will define how much risk you need to take. There's no need to take more risk with your money than you need to achieve your goals. Your goal could be to buy a house. Your goal could be to retire. There are obviously many financial goals. The time you have from now until the achievement of your goal is your time horizon. And that defines how much risk you're able to take. So if your goal is to buy a house in 5 years, that's different than a goal to retire in 20 years. Long-term goals are measured in decades, and you're more able to take the risk in stocks. Retirees have goals that may stretch out for 2 or 3 decades. Buying a house in 5 years is short term, but your retirement is long term. And then finally, your tolerance for risk defines how much risk you're willing to take. If you can't sleep at night when the stock market is volatile, then you probably need to scale back the level of risk in your portfolio. Your investment plan will start with your goal, identifying your time horizon, and then measuring your tolerance for risk. And once you can identify these three parameters, a professional advisor will be in a position to help you build an investment plan that will help you reach your goals.
And Connie, if our listeners would like details on today's discussion, what's the best way they can get in touch with you?
They can call us at 540-772-4545. That number again is 540-772-4545.
And this has been Ask the Expert this morning on WFIR.